Mariotti said that she had been with Stephanie at an art exhibition a year before he died, when he suddenly broke down in tears, trembling uncontrollably, and told her he was desperately in love with a young man who was threatening never to see him again unless Mario paid him ever-increasing sums of money. "He's ruining my life," Stephanie had said, "but I can't turn back." "I warned Mario to break off this relationship," she said. "It sounded dangerous, but he said he had already written the man into his will. 'Tear it up,' I told him. 'But if he finds out, I don't know how he'll react.'" "When I heard that," said Mariotti, "I told Mario, 'If you don't end this affair in a hurry, you'll be signing your own death warrant.' When I left him that evening, not only did I beg him to drop this gold digger, I swore I wouldn't see him again until he did. Sometime later, he called and said, 'Relax, it's over.' But to tell you the truth, I didn't believe him." The Gazzettino published an account of the party, including a summation of Mariotti's suspicions. 10 days later, Mariotti submitted a detailed 3-page report to the Carabinieri, and 2 days after that, a third warning appeared on the window of Gardin's shop. Once again, it was written with a blue felt-tip marker, and in the same handwriting as before. "You are the only one talking bullshit about erotic games saying Mario Stephanie was murdered. He committed suicide, understand? We'll break your ass. Last warning." For the third time, Albert Gardin filed a complaint against persons unknown and repeated his request for nighttime surveillance. That was where matters stood when I went to see Aurelio Minazzi, the notary who had purportedly found Mario Stefani's will in a book of poetry. Minazzi was youthful and likable. He said he had known Stefani 35 years, having met him through his father, who had been secretary to the editor of the Gazzettino. "Did you really find the third will tucked into a book of poetry?" I asked him. "Yes," he said. "Then when you registered it, why did you say Christina Belloni had given it to you and asked you to file it?" "That was a legal formality," he said. "The law requires that someone request that a notary register a will. I could not have done it on my own. I could have taken the will to another notary and asked him to register it. So, when I found the will, I called Christina Belloni and said, 'Yes, I found it.' Then she came here with Bernardi. I handed the will to Bernardi. Bernardi gave it to Christina Belloni, and then she gave it to me and asked me to publish it." "Why didn't you mention in your report that you found it in a book?" "Because it's irrelevant. It makes no difference where it was before it was registered. Mario could have put it in a bank vault, or given it to his publisher, or left it in his desk drawer. He didn't have to leave it with a notary." "Then why did the judge immediately point the finger at you and launch an investigation into why you hadn't turned over the original?" "Because at the top of his will, Mario had written, 'For the notary, Aurelio Minazzi.' So naturally the judge assumed I had the original." "Fair enough," I said, suddenly remembering that, indeed, Minazzi's name had been at the top of the will Albert Gardin had shown me. "But why would you keep a will in a book of poems?" "Mario wrote many wills," Minazzi said with a smile. "He kept changing his mind. It was, I won't say a mania, but it was his way. He would give me a will, and then he would call and say, 'I'm not happy with it,' and then he'd write a new one. When Mario died, I checked the registers and found a will Mario wrote in 1984, leaving everything to the Association for Cancer Research. I also had a note he sent me later on saying he wanted to leave everything to the Waldensian Church. But he never actually wrote that will, so when he died, I told the judge that Mario had disavowed the last will he'd made without formally writing another one, as far as I knew. That's when the judge sent the police back to the house to look for anything else written by Mario, and they found the photocopy of the will, leaving everything to Bernardi. The judge called me and asked if I had the original. My secretary and I tried to recall Mario's last visit. Then we remembered he'd come by without an appointment, as usual, and brought a plant, some chocolates, and a book of poems. That's when we found the two Bernardi wills." "How many wills did he write?" "To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. In fact, after Mario died, another man brought me a copy of a will leaving everything to him. He's a fireman. Mario had written that will back in 1975, before I was a notary. I had to tell him his will was invalid, that there were others after his." "Mario had his problems," said Minazzi. "Perhaps Changing wills was his way of solving them.